all of our participants that items 7, 8, 9, and 10 were all previously deferred. So we are all the way on item number 11 now, which is PR 2019-2604. And this is, let me check real quick. This is jointly with item number 12. So item 11 is VA 2021-41, a sidewalk width waiver. And item 12 is the application for preliminary final plat 2021-22. And this is for 4SP Hotels LLC at 6030 Elif Road. Okay. And the agent representing these requests is whom? Oh, Mr. Archuleta, I see you down there. Okay, thank you. Please introduce yourself, your company, give us your address.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta with Ark and Plan Land Use Consultants, PO Box 2511, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
Thank you. Mr. Archuleta, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I guess go ahead and get us up to date on your request.
Madam Chair, yes, this item was presented to the board, I believe it was February the 10th. At that particular hearing, it was determined that we needed to complete a sidewalk width variance as part of the process that's been completed. The other component to the application was an updated title sheet with utility signatures, the addition of a note on sheet one for hydrology, and right-of-way dedication on the southwest corner of the property for transportation, which were provided through a supplemental submittal a couple of weeks ago. So we're here for comments and hopefully get us closer to completing this project. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. This is Chair Wolfley. I'm just going to just correct that this is a sidewalk width waiver and not a variance, just for the record, okay?
My apologies, yes.
No problem. let's go to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 11 and 12 on ELIF? Okay, not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek. Chris Gannon with Water Authority.
Hey, Chris.
No objection to the sidewalk width waiver. Now, we do have some comments with regard to the preliminary final plat. There's a serviceability letter number 19-1009, which was issued for the property. We know that serviceability letters do not provide a commitment that was provided. The serviceability letter was issued in lieu of an availability statement. Just given that coordination with my engineering staff is determined that the information wasn't as complete as needed to be for that commitment. So in the grand scheme of things, I mean, the platting action is a catalyst for the requirement of infrastructure deemed necessary, as we discussed. This is a previous comment. The public water line and public sanitary sewer extensions will be required along Estancia Drive. And that will result in a loop water system, as well as preventing lot 263-A-2, which is on the west side of Estancia, from being landlocked from public water and sanitary sewer. And those improvements shall be included on an infrastructure list and be financially guaranteed or constructed prior to plat approval. That was provided at the previous DRB hearing. Another additional comment that was previously discussed. There has been much discussion regarding existing lot 3A2B, which is directly east of your property. It's an adjoining lot, and it potentially being landlocked from public water and sewer. Previous coordination seemed to indicate that existing lot 3A2B does have access to public water line and sanitary sewer along Coors Boulevard to the east via the existing 20-foot wide private utility easement in the reference document number 93141037. Now, that plat was provided for this particular effort, or that plat that was provided for this particular effort does not indicate the beneficiary of this easement. In fact, note D on that plat indicates that this easement is in lot 3A2, which is not correct. So I need you to please confirm that this offsite easement does in fact benefit existing lot 3A2B. If it is determined that it does not, then your plat will have to provide a private water and sanitary sewer easement, and it shall be granted along proposed lot 261A2 for the benefit of existing lot 3A2B. This could presumably be granted along that existing 30-foot access easement south of the property line, David, Derek, where you're that shared property line that you're granting. That could be a good location. So really, we're talking about extensions and financial guarantee infrastructure list, and then not landlocking your property to the east. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Both of these projects were reviewed and code enforcement has no objections or comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments or objections at this time.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 26, 2019. It looks like we accidentally left the comment that Mr. Archuleta spoke about on our comment sheet. I apologize for that. We did see that you did add the note on the first sheet. And hydrology defers to transportation on the sidewalk waiver. Please note, once tract 261A2 is developed, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required. Also, track 261A2 will have to adhere to the above mentioned approved grading and drainage plan with limited discharge of 21 CFS for both tracks.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. The sidewalk width waiver for Iliff Road is approved. Also, between the utility signatures and the survey exhibit previously provided, I don't have any issues with the location of the right-of-way lines. For any future development, please submit a traffic circulation for any site development, if not submitting a site plan through DRB. And this would include making improvements to the existing access off of Iliff Road, which does not currently meet specification standards.
Okay, thank you.
Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Regarding the sidewalk width waiver, staff defers to transportation and notes that the applicant did provide justification. Regarding the preliminary final plat, please disregard my comment about utility signatures. You did get them with revised submittal, so we're good on that. We just need a DXF file approval email from AGIS prior to final sign-off. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Let me go back to Mr. Cadena and see where we're at with him. Do you need to hold off on this, or?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, what do you mean hold off? Well, this will require an infrastructure list.
Okay, and it sounds like the infrastructure list is uniquely for the Water Authority, correct?
We will need public water and public sewer extensions, correct.
Okay. And Ms. Wolfenberger, you didn't have any items on the infrastructure list, correct?
This is Jean with Transportation. I did not have any items on an infrastructure list.
Okay. Mr. Biazar, if you can help me for a moment here, do you have any recommendations on proceeding? Do we need to hold off for the infrastructure list for the Water Authority?
Are we approving? Let me see. Item number 12. Yes, we are approving the preliminary final plat. We could approve the sidewalk waiver, but is the sidewalk waiver? I'm sorry. Let me see. Yes, the sidewalk width waiver. We could approve that, but the preliminary plat needs an infrastructure list. Yes, we have to hold off.
Okay.
And what is the extent of that? I'm sorry, what is the extent of that water and sewer? Where are we extending that? Trying to figure out if it's a minor water or sewer major.
shop, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. It will, I don't know if Jay would be able to pull up the map. Maybe that there might be some sort of a distance with regard to the bearing on the actual survey, just to kind of give us an idea. But really, we're trying to cover that entire frontage. I mean, the water line is kind of near, I'm going to get some approximate near somewhere on the middle of the northern property. And it's going to have to go south to Hanover to loop. And then we're going to need to have a sanitary sewer extension along Estancia.
Okay, so did this come in as a minor platting action or major platting action?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Shahab, this would be a minor platting action. We're going from 1 to 2 lots.
Yeah, the improvements are fairly extensive, but I'll leave it up to the board to decide. But we definitely need an infrastructure list for the platting action.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. The proposed northern lot has an existing hotel on it. So the southern lot is the one that's vacant once this project is completed.
Do you have any thoughts, Ms. Gould?
This is Maggie Gould, Madam Chair. So I think, you know, in the past where we've had an infrastructure list tied to a plat, but the infrastructure has been relatively minor, we've just kind of done it that way. And I'll defer to Shahab and Jean, but we have, when there is major infrastructure, we have had people do the preliminary plat, final plat process. So I think the determination really has to do with whether this is major infrastructure or whether this is infrastructure that our engineers feel like is minor.
And it's also Water Authority infrastructure.
Right. And so I think that's the other part where I would and I guess this is a question maybe for Shahab, which is whether it's our infrastructure or Water Authority infrastructure, if we put it on an infrastructure list, they will need to go through the financial guarantee process, correct?
Yeah. So in my opinion, this is a major improvement. That's a fairly extensive water and sewer extension. They will have to tear out the street. I mean, good portion of the road to install the water and sewer. Most likely there will be a complete road closure at some point to do that, but we definitely need an infrastructure list to take an action on either preliminary plat.
I'm gonna ask Mr. Cadena, is that true? Regardless, you were having them check about access to Coors Boulevard, and I wasn't following all that in all its detail, but is what Mr. Beazar saying, does that happen irregardless of that determination about access to Coors Boulevard?
Chris Cadena with the Water Authority, Madam Chair, so correct me if I understand you correctly, is your question. So my comment with regard to the access for Coors was simply for this property adjoining this property. So I'm trying to prevent any landlocked properties from not having the ability. So there's two landlocked property, or there could be two properties that won't have access given this particular platting action. One is a lot directly east of this plat. And if there's access via existing easements to the east, then I won't require easements on this plat for that property. Previous discussions have seemed to indicate that one existed, but after I looked at it more closely, it didn't seem that it really aligned with what the intent was. So I'm asking Derek to take a look at that more closely. Now, with regard to the landlocked or the property on the west side of Estancia, there is a property that is essentially undeveloped. So given this platting action and our requirement to have properties that cover their frontage, you know, we want to keep an eye out for that as well. Did that answer your question?
So my Mr. Fiazara is talking about the that this is major infrastructure that is needed, and my question is that true regardless of these other properties keeping them from being landlocked?
Okay, maybe Christian Water Authority. So the extension of water is roughly 750 feet. And sewer, let's just say, is close to about 600 or so feet. So there, it would be independent of kind of the whole landlocking situation. Okay. The infrastructure is more of a necessity for covering the frontage.
Okay. Thanks for helping me with that. All right. Ms. Gould, what advice do you have process-wise for us?
This is Maggie Gould. So the requirements for a preliminary plat are significantly more than that for a final, the minor plat. So if we're going to require them to do the preliminary plat, they will need to re-notice and follow the notice requirements for the preliminary plat, which is they are not required to offer a neighborhood meeting, but they are required to do full notice to the neighborhood associations and property owners within 100 feet. And they are required to post a sign for 15 days, and we will need to advertise the preliminary plat.
And just to confirm, Mr. Biazar, that's what you see as city engineer, that this application really is. Application.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. Unfortunately, yeah, the improvements are major, so it would be considered a major plot.
Okay. Sorry to deliver this news, Mr. Archuleta, but do you understand it?
Madam Chair, this is Derek somewhat. My question is, this extension of water and sewer, the properties adjacent to the west are fully developed, as you can see from the aerial. And if the proposed lot to the south is going to develop, it appears based on the water and sewer availability statement, there's sewer that and water that run along this along Hanover, which is the southern lot. So my point being, adjacent to the west, you can see from the aerial, they're all hotels, which are currently in place and developed. And I don't see potentially that those properties are going to be subdivided, because just based on the placement of these buildings, they're right in the middle. So I don't know if that affects or alters Mr. Cadena's comments related to the need for an infrastructure list for properties that already developed to the west.
Mr. Cadena?
Yes, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So maybe I can share a screen if that's acceptable to the board.
Yes, please. Does he have permission?
So as we can see here, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So this is a property that I'm concerned about right here. It's a vacant property located along the west side of Estancia, Derek. Mm-hmm. And you can see based on the land, the IDO zoning, and the IDO zoning, MXM is what it's looking like. So I don't agree that all the properties on the west side have been developed.
Madam Chair, Chris, this is Derek, but why does the extension have to go all the way down to Hanover?
Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. With regard to water line, we require a loop system. With regard to sewer, the sewer wouldn't have to be the entire extent of Estancia. It would just have to be, would either have to come from the south of Hanover north to provide service to your southerly lot, but also covering its frontage or the north side. But it's the water that really has to go the full extent because of that loop system requirement. Thank you. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Now that I have my map open, I can throw out a little bit more, provide a little bit more clarification is to the landlocked property that I was discussing on the east side, which is this property here. If, as you can see, that property is bounded or bordered by many other properties, and there's utilities for possible connection. It is undeveloped, but for it to go east along Coors, there's quite a bit of history regarding easement language and talks about it perhaps not being landlocked, but I've really looked into the language and I just need Derek to help me better understand, because I feel that the associated language in the notes may not be speaking to that property. So I need some help relating to that. Now, if it is deemed landlocked, then all we're asking for is an easement across your property to access the utilities in Estancia Drive. I hope that clarifies that, but thank you for your time.
Okay, Mr. Archuleta, your thoughts?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. This is quite significant. I'll need to get back with the property owner if he'll even want to proceed with the application based upon what it's going to entail for him.
Sure.
So I'm suggesting a 2-week deferral. That way I have an opportunity to get his feedback and see how he wants to proceed.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. If there are no other comments from anyone, let me ask if there's a motion to defer items 11 and 12 to March 10th.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar. So just wanted to clarify. So if you defer this to in 2 weeks, we still can't take an action on this because it needs to be a major plat rather than a minor.
Right.
So are we looking at a new application or amended application?
I think maybe the action for today is to defer this application so it's still alive. And then Mr. Archuleta can talk to his client, talk with us. And if they do want to amend the application to be a major, then we will work that out. But I think in order to not have it go dead, these applications will do a deferral. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, but thanks for reminding us about that. So my request is to see if there's a motion to defer items 11 and 12 to March 10th.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer items 11 and 12 to March 10th.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer items 11 and 12, which are PR 2019-2604, VA 2021-41, SD 2021-22 to the March 10th meeting of the DRB. Okay, thank you, Mr. Archuleta, and I guess stand by here. We are on item 13, PR 2020-4765, VA 2021-42, a sidewalk width waiver. And then the associated cases in items 14 and 15 are VA 2021-40, sidewalk width waiver, this one for Amherst, the previous one for Gibson. And then SD 2021-24, is a preliminary final plat. And this is for S&S Development LLC at 3511 Gibson Boulevard Southeast. Okay, let's go back to Mr. Archuleta. Our process is you're gonna need to introduce yourself and your address and all that again.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta, with Arkin Plan Land Use Consultants, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque 87125, serving as agent.
Mr. Archuleta, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and update us on this request, set of requests.
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for a lot consolidation. We're consolidating 8 lots into 1. When this case was presented to the board back on, I believe it was also February the 10th, it was determined that we would need sidewalk width waivers for Gibson and Amherst as part of this application. That's been completed, so we're here for final plat comments related to this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on items 13, 14, or 15, all involving 3511 Gibson Boulevard? Please raise your hand or speak up. And you press star 9 if you'd like to raise your hand on the phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek. Chris Kazena with the Water Authority. With regard to the sidewalk width waiver, there's no objection for either sidewalk waiver. And with regard to the preliminary plat, plat wasn't provided with the submittal. However, there was no objection based on the previous submittal. So if nothing's changed, then there would be no objection. There is existing infrastructure and the property is receiving service. And for information only, future development or any redevelopment of this property will require an availability statement. The availability statement would provide any required public water and or sanitary sewer infrastructure requirement. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. All 3 requests for review, and there are no objections or comments at this time.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Sorry, I had the same comments as last time and the same comments for all of these actions about the existing multi-purpose trail that is shown on the futures map that I typically use to look at it. I think that the existing trail is actually a proposed trail, and it does seem like it would be a good idea to have a trail there that would eventually connect toward the west and perhaps run in front of that golf course. There's also duplicated efforts on the south side of Gibson. And there's been some private construction of a trail and then an existing trail that travels from Carlisle east toward the base. So given that this action is just a consolidation of lots, I don't think that we have any position right now to require a trail, but I'm thinking if there were a future site plan or a future infrastructure list, that might be a potential in the future for this site. So at this time, we have no objections.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sommerfeld. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat or the waivers.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the sidewalk width waivers requested or to the platting action. Please note that a traffic circulation layout shall be provided for any new development if not being submitted through DRB.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Staff defers to transportation for the waiver requests. And regarding the plat, they have all the utility signatures and they have their DXF file approval from Aegis. And staff has no objection to the plat.
I almost don't know what to do. All right, I guess I'll go to each board member and I will ask you to vote to approve or deny the applications, which are for a preliminary final plat, a sidewalk width waiver on Gibson, and a sidewalk width waiver on Amherst. And if you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Stormy Hill, hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, approves, I guess with delegation for final sign-off. That's where I'm a little bit stumped. So there is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve items 13, 14, and 15, project 2020-4765, VA 2021-42, sidewalk width waiver, 2021-40, sidewalk width waiver, and 2021-24, preliminary final plat. All right. Congratulations, Mr. Archuleta.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that means you just can proceed straight to go, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Okay.